Hey folks, Captain Brian Saunders with Victory Fish and Custom Charters here out of New Bern, North Carolina with your Salt Strong Neuse River Fishing Report. Not much to report new here actually this week. The two mainstays, are trout and stripers, are still very active this week as temps have warmed up quite a bit and from last week, of course. As y'all all well know, we had that extended cold spell where temps stayed at or below 32 degrees for over a week, especially at night. So it would drop real low. And as a result, there was a lot of ice. I mean, a lot of ice in the creeks as well as in the Neuse and Trent River. I was fortunate to get out right before my shoulder replacement surgery last Wednesday and took a little trip down river a little bit to one of our local creeks, and it took me about 40 minutes to break the ice to get to the fishing grounds. But it was well worth it. Wasn't on fire. We caught a few trout. Most of them were spikes, of course. But we did have a few nice fish in the mix as well. Had to pick through those spikes, and then, bam, you'd get a nice 17, 18, up to a 21-inch trout. There are two good outcomes, though, from the cold temps. And number one, I haven't seen or heard of any trout kills. I never saw the first one. Last week under the ice, especially that day I went out, it was a Tuesday, and I haven't heard anybody report or say they've seen any trout floating. So that's a good deal. The second great thing is that that cold weather actually caused the trout to finally get into their winter pattern and bunch up. And, you get where you catch one trout, you're going to catch several trout. Now, as a result of the warmer temps turning the bite on again and the fish bunched up, you should be able to get out there and get your limits with no problem. Of course, the baits that are still getting it done, the bad monkey, twitch monkey shads, are getting it done, the MR18s, 27s, 52s are really getting it done too. And any color. I've been using a lot of yellow and purple. So purple has just really been on fire, done really well. And anything with yellow and purple mixed together has been doing extremely well. Also, mirror lures, Little John, bounce off the bottom, has been doing very well also. Now, of course, don't forget, you got to dab a little bit of that Procure bait sauce on your baits. I call it the love juice. When the bite is tough, and it just helps, trust me. But anyway, that's pretty much the trout report for this week. You got to go up the creeks, of course. Now, not necessarily got to go all the way to the backs. We caught a lot of our trout, most of our trout we caught in the middle of the creek that we're in. So do not have to go all the way to the very back and think you got to find them. But they are pushed back. And so I would encourage you about middle way on. Start working your way to the back of the creeks and just see if you can't get you some. And don't be alarmed if you see a boat or 12 in there. You just work your way around and be courteous to other boaters. And if they're casting to the port side of the boat, then you need to go around them to the starboard side. So if they're up against the bank, then you're just going to have to go between them and the open water, but as close to them as you can get. So Just be courteous. Don't be running through there wide open as people are fishing that area. It's just not the right thing to do. All right, folks. Well, next week we're going to talk about the stripers. It's been on fire at ice, cold water. Ain't done nothing but fatten them up. But we'll talk more about the stripers next week. God bless. Good luck. And get out there and catch you some.